close that down, and we're going to record locally. Hello, everybody. We're back in Fibercamp today. I'm joined with Joe. Hello, hi. Joe. So basically, last week, beginning of last week, obviously everybody knows about the troubles that we've had across the UK, a bunch of different rioting. One thing that really stood out to me in social media terms, because everybody was looking for information about if there's riots happening in Nottingham, was at Notts Police, and you are at Notts Police.
Technically,
you are the account at Notts Police. I've got a whole bunch of questions and things that I'd like to run through to you today. I won't go too long with it.
Okay.
So first of all, you should be absolutely applauded for your concise, quick, and regular output on your Twitter account. I thought it was brilliant to see somebody like an organisation use social media in such a way, correcting the negativity that was going out there. So fantastic, and applauded for that.
Thank you.
You had hashtags running Notts Police latest and thank you Notts Police. So how did you fall into this role?
Okay, I started in Notts Police about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. as a traditional communications officer. So liaising with traditional media such as newspapers, radio stations. We still do a bit of that in my role, but then about in September, we had a new head of department come in and he said, right, why aren't we on social media? What is going on? Joe, you set something up. So we're relatively newcomers to social media. So we've had a Twitter account and a Facebook account and been on Audio Boo since September.
Right.
So it's built up slowly and gradually and we haven't actually publicised it a huge amount, just to see how the landline and see if there was any demand for it, really.
Mm.
And last week proved that there's a huge demand.
So as a communications officer, you've probably been with the police for a while. Most companies have issues with integrating strategies for social media because they're worried about the perception of it. Is something like this really get the police force behind you to say, yes, actually, we need to do more in this area?
Yeah, we are in very early stages, but I think last week really helped to prove to anybody that had any doubt within the force that this is the way that we need to be communicating with the people we serve. Before, our messages had been going out through traditional media, which is still a legitimate way of communicating with people. But we just weren't in the online space where people are actually hanging out a lot more now. So I think last week really helped to prove to anyone that wasn't sure about it that we ought to be doing this.
So going on from that, I've seen a lot of people getting arrested for inciting sort of violence and setting up Facebook pages and things like that. You're in new territory now, aren't you, really? You're adapting with a real-time, ever-changing situation. How's the feedback from people been about the updates that you were putting out?
We've been absolutely staggered by the feedback. I've never seen anything like it. We use TweetDeck in our office to monitor the feeds coming in, so the app mentions, the direct messages, the hashtags.
Sure.
So usually I have TweetDeck up on one of my screens and it's quite, you know, standard rolling down. But during the disorder we had last week, I couldn't keep up with the screen. It was absolutely unbelievable. And so we took the decision fairly quickly that our officers needed to know the messages that were coming in because very often they don't get the feedback that we get. So we took the decision to try and capture some of the messages. So we captured probably about 1,000 to 2,000 and posted them on our intranet and things like that. But the officers were absolutely blown away by it. But we certainly couldn't capture them all. We think we've had about 10,000 messages of support.
Wow.
Yeah, which was incredible. So we'd just like to thank everybody who sent us a message.
I bet. So I don't want to touch too heavily on the riots themselves, because really this is sort of an interview about how Nottingham Police is using social media, and very well. One thing I do want to sort of touch on is, you know, can we use the social media tools to help the disenfranchised youth of sorts? Because you mentioned that you've got like a video channel and you're doing this regular sort of output saying there's no violence happening in this area, in that area. Do you have a plan for a bigger strategy now?
Yeah, we've been looking at how we can engage with particularly younger people, but everyone in the online community for a while. And obviously things change all the time, so the plan's evolving all the time. But now we've got a little bit more settled in our particular department, we're certainly looking at how we can expand that. So we'll be looking at possibility of online meetings, because at the moment our police officers have meetings in community centres and at supermarkets, and the attendance isn't that great. Other forces have tried online meetings and they are getting a really good response. So that's something we'll be looking at.
So like live webinars?
Yes, exactly. Perfect. So at times when people are in and, you know, 7 till 9 at night and that sort of thing, we'll also be hoping to expand our tweeting from our PCSOs and our local police officers on
What's a PCSO?
A PCSO is a police community support officer.
Okay.
So they are members of our local beat teams. They don't have powers of arrest, but they are a vital part of our teams. And they go out and about in the community, gathering intelligence, forming relationships with people. I've got one PCSO at the moment who's trialling Twitter in his area, which is Arnold Amapoli, and he was invaluable last week as well. He was absolutely fantastic and also got some great feedback from people who were saying, thank you so much. He even went so far, there was rumours on Twitter that Arnold was on fire, and he even was on patrol in Arnold and tweeted a photo of a deserted high street to say, actually, it's not.
And it's about that, isn't it? It's validation of those information. How were you getting information to, for you to send out?
Yeah, it was a bit of a trial and error process because we've never done anything like this before with the social media side of things. But we have links with the command team. So the command team were feeding us information. Obviously, I and my colleagues have access to the police system, so we were watching the incidents come in. And then when people were asking us questions about things that were happening in certain places, we were checking that out as well. And people, our intelligence unit, were saying, no, that's not happening, or we've checked, and no, there's nothing happening there. Or, and so it was working quite well, and I think it was that live time that was
very
important.
Very busy and very accurate, and I think what people wanted was that validation, that consistency, that things were okay.
Yeah.
And you could see from the tweets that we were sort of watching that people were applauding you for giving out such, you know, perfect information. Right, I want to ask a few questions. They're pretty safe.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to worry, because I know this is your first time doing live and stuff, so we'll be sort of quite easy on you. From @JR social media, what are Notts Police planning regarding interacting, and I'm just going to scroll across to the other side, with a generation that relies heavily on social media for information and advice?
Yeah, we're definitely planning to do that. I think we've touched a bit on that. But yeah, kind of Twitter we're finding is our main tool for communicating accurate and timely information. But also, like we say, online meetings. We've got a Facebook page which now has over 6,000 likes.
Wow.
in the light of last week. We started with about 700 before the disorder last week, so that's gone up, and we're finding that people are really willing to comment on our page and talk to us through it and sending us messages about all sorts of things, which is great. We did an interview on a radio station yesterday morning talking about our plans to expand the forces use of Twitter, and people were giving us feedback from that saying, thank God you're going to do that, because we're young people and this is how we want to interact with you. So we've got the message loud and clear now.
Yeah, so do you think you'll be given the resources to do that? Because obviously we're in a strapped time.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to need more than you to tweet, because you can't be up till 2, 3, 4,
That's
5
true.
O'clock in the morning, you know, for future. The bigger this gets, the more team you're going to need.
Yeah, we're looking at that, but we do have a fantastic team in our department, and we all help each other out, and we're all multi-skilled, so it's not just me that can update Twitter, and it's not just them that can send out press releases, so we all work together and stuff like that. So I'm pretty confident we can pull it off.
Cool.
But yeah, I hope the public will support us, because we're really excited about it.
I don't think there's any doubt that they will, because of the feedback that I saw. It was just so well orchestrated. Next question is from Holly Ann B on Twitter. I want to know who's behind the account. That's you. And who did their training. So did you have any training for this?
I've not had any formal training. It's kind of, I find it quite intuitive. So I've obviously had my training as a traditional communications officer, where we deal with media inquiries and talk to the public through other channels like newsletters and things like that. So obviously I use Twitter and Facebook and those sort of channels in my personal life, and I found it quite an easy transition because you have that sort of knowledge about how the police force works and you can make the judgment calls about the sort of information you should be releasing and that sort of thing. So I get a lot of support from my colleagues and senior officers, so that's really good as well.
Fantastic. The last question I'll ask, I know it's all a bit sort of all new. A guy called Poker Fiend, great Twitter name by the way, I guess he plays a lot of poker. How much do you think that Twitter, do you think there is a case to shut down Twitter, BlackBerry in times of social unrest? Yeah. It's quite a hard question to ask, yeah, and I'm not expecting you to give me an answer to that because I am on the fence about this, because I feel like there's something should be done, but I don't think that's necessarily the right way.
Yeah, I completely agree. I understand the why there would be a policing need to do that in terms of preventing people from congregating and organising disorder. However, I would be quite disappointed to see that from our point of view when we're relying on that service to give out timely information to people, and the demand for the information last week showed me that people want to receive
it
in that way. Yeah. So I know what you mean. I'm still on the fence as well a little bit, and I wouldn't like to see it. But I can understand the policing purpose for that. So I think if they could find a middle ground, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, indeed. Jo, thank you very much for the interview today. I really, really appreciate it. I think everybody would get behind me and say what an excellent job you did.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll be hearing more from the Knots Twitter account soon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.